I should have stayed down, but I didn't. Instead, I jumped up, ran into the stands, grabbed the loose ball, and raced toward Roger, standing beneath the basket. I didn't even dribble. I just ran like a fullback. Roger crouched, ready to tackle me like he was a middle linebacker. He screamed. I screamed. And then I stopped short, about 15 feet from the hoop, and made a pretty little jump shot. Everybody in the gym yelled and clapped and stomped their feet. Roger was mad at first. But then he smiled, grabbed the ball, and dribbled toward his hoop. He spun left, right, but I stayed with him. He bumped me, pushed me, and elbowed me, but I stayed with him. He went up for a layup, and I fouled him. But I'd learned there are no fouls called in full court one-on-one, so I grabbed the loose ball and raced for my end again. But Coach blew the whistle. All right, Arnold Roger, Coach said. That's good, that's good. Next two, next two. I took my place at the back of the line, and Roger stood next to me. Good job, he said, and offered his fist. I bumped his fist with mine. I was a warrior, and that's when I knew I was going to make the team. Heck, I ended up on the varsity as a freshman. Coach said I was the best shooter who'd ever played for him, and I was going to be his secret weapon. I was going to be his weapon of mass destruction. Coach sure loved those military metaphors. 2 weeks later, we traveled up the road for our first game of the season, and our first game was against Wahpenet High School. Yep, it was like something out of Shakespeare. The morning of the game, I'd woken up in my res house so my dad could drive me the 22 miles to Reardon so I could get on the team bus for the ride back to the reservation. Crazy. Do I have to tell you that I was absolutely sick with fear? I vomited 4 times that day. When our bus pulled into the high school parking lot, we were greeted by some rabid elementary school kids. Some of those little dudes and dudettes were my cousins. They pelted our bus with snowballs, and some of those snowballs were filled with rocks. As we got off the bus and walked toward the gym, I could hear the crowd going crazy inside. They were chanting something. I couldn't make it out. And then I could. The Rez basketball fans were chanting, Arnold sucks. Arnold sucks. Arnold sucks. They weren't calling me by my Rez name, Junior. Nope. They were calling me by my Reardon name. I stopped. Coach looked back at me. Are you okay? He asked. No, I said. You don't have to play this one, he said. Yes, I do, I said.